and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Rena Roy. Who breached that dam in southern Ukraine, sending water flooding into parts of Ukraine that were under Russian control? The Ukrainians say the Russians did it. Russia claims the opposite. ABC Chief Foreign Correspondent Ian Pannell with more on why it matters.
If you look at some of the territory that the water's gone away from, it potentially helps Ukraine in the counteroffensive. You look at other parts of the territory, it denies Ukraine access to it. Both sides are blaming each other for it. I think we have to wait and see how it plays out, but it is an absolutely critical time for Ukraine and for the rest of us who've been effectively bankrolling this counteroffensive.
President Biden holds his first cabinet meeting in 6 months today. The economy will be a major focus, but so will spending on the war in Ukraine. Texas and California considering charges against Florida and Governor Ron DeSantis after migrants were flown from the border to other places with false promises of jobs and housing. This is ABC News. Negotiations between the union representing Hollywood actors and major studios set to start soon after actors voted to authorize a strike. Their contract runs out at the end of the month. Britain's Prince Harry testifying today in his lawsuit accusing tabloids of illegally snooping for scoops.
This morning, Harry has been on the witness stand facing questions from the defense, and he's already been under pressure. This is the first time in 130 years that a senior royal has faced these sorts of questions. They have pushed him on his claims about remembering and suffering from these articles. They say he's been forced to admit that he doesn't remember reading them, and they say, well, how can you be suing for damages if you don't remember reading these articles in the first place.
ABC's James Longman. Canadian wildfires again sending smoke across the border into the U.S. Much of the Northeast having a hazy morning with the smoke again raising air quality alerts. Actor Cuba Gooding Jr. has now settled a lawsuit brought by a woman who accused him of sexual assault. The deal announced just as the trial was supposed to begin. Rena Roy, ABC News.
Oh my gosh, it's more fun than a big block of Colby or cheddar. The Cripes Cast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Pete Schwabe. Here's what you need to know in Northeast Wisconsin. The Green Bay Area Public Schools passed resolutions during a packed school board meeting. Last night, four resolutions were proposed, three passed unanimously after an almost four-hour meeting. Resolutions that passed include one for a capital referendum to build a new elementary school. The second involves setting up an outside study to adjust school boundaries. The third resolution would put into motion the closing of Weequeyoc Elementary School. Students from Weequeyoc would be relocated to Red Smith Community School. It's good news for the new zoo in Suamico. A recent report by Time Out magazine ranks the local zoo 25th overall in the United States. It was given high marks for visitor interactivity with the animals. It deserves to mention also that all the other zoos on the list were from much larger cities.
Pete Schwabe, Civic Media News.
Does your financial strategy include your hopes and dreams? What matters most to you? For over 100 years, Thrivent has helped clients like you find financial solutions for life's important goals. Explore a full range of options, from financial advice and investments to insurance, banking, and generosity programs. To have a heart-to-heart about your finances, contact Mandy Roberts, who you may recognize as Mandy Wright. Call her at 715-470-1303. 715-470-1303. Mandy Roberts proudly serves the Central Wisconsin area. For more details, visit thrivent.com/disclosure.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. Starting at 6 a.m., The Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about. about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999. And again, 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats. And there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown.
Monday mornings at 8 on WISS. And WGBW and on the Civic Media app.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
United States is for Fig Newton. It was named after Newton, Massachusetts.
Oh.
I haven't had a Fig Newton in a really long time.
It's because they're bad cookies.
Man, you're really downing on a lot of things that I like this morning. Jeez, don't yuck my yum.
Don't what?
Don't yuck my yum.
Got it.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time. This is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hello, Wisconsin!
What's the most you would spend or have spent on a single item? 844-967-2789. What is the most you would spend on a single item? I don't mean a house.
Or a car.
I don't mean a car.
Okay.
I mean, your computer, and that's maybe not even your computer, because most of us actually need a computer these days for work.
So something extraneous.
And write that off. Something you can't write off.
Okay.
So a TV, a grill, a video game console. What have you spent the most on? A piece of jewelry, a handbag. Like, what is your threshold for what you would spend? I'm just interested because, you know, it kind of goes, this kind of reminds me of the hotel that's now closing at Disney World that was $1,200 per person for two nights. But in exchange, you got like a complete immersive Star Wars experience.
Right.
And it was like billions of dollars to build out. And they're like, yeah, people will be willing to spend this much money to have this experience. And it's like, what? How many people exist in this price threshold that you think exists? And so I'm interested to hear from you. What is the justification of like, I am willing to spend this much money on this item, but this is kind of my limit. 844-96-PARTY. I don't think I have... Like, my computer is probably the most expensive thing I have, but I use it every single day for work.
Right. What about your phone?
Again, I mean...
You gotta have
it. The phone's the phone. You gotta have it. And I use it, like, not only do I use it for, obviously, just life and texting, but, like, also that's what I film all my stuff on. And so, I don't really consider my phone either. So, like, getting out of the things that everybody, like, needs. Like, I don't... I think I'm kind of cheap.
Well, and you're not
like, you're not, I don't have really like expensive clothes.
I was going to say, you're not a fancy handbag person. You're not a fancy, you know, Manola Blahnik shoe kind of person. That's just not your style.
I like all of the name brand handbags or designer handbags I have were gifts or inherited them from like brothers' ex girlfriends because he dates girls who do like those things.
Oh, okay.
And so I'm just curious because Apple has entered the chat when it comes to AR and VR headsets. So going, you know, like Oculus, which was the Facebook one, but this is the first time that they've introduced a new product in nearly a decade.
Wow.
And it came out yesterday. And so Apple could become a leader in AR VR headsets when the $3,499 Vision Pro hits shelves early next year.
Is this just to play games on?
So it sounds like it's more than that. But so yesterday it unveiled the Vision Pro at the company's annual Worldwide Developers Conference. And in the presentation, it claimed that the mixed reality headset will be the most advanced personal electronics device ever. And also, like, I'm just getting flashbacks to Google Glass, the eyewear that people were wearing.
Yes.
Circa 2013, 14. And that was going to like revolutionize the future of, you could just like have your little, while you walked around. I don't even know. My brother and his girlfriend at the time bought those because she was very into technology. Like, I wouldn't be surprised if she's the type of person that would buy this, but like, how many of those people exist that would spend $3,500 on this device? And so they're positioning the headset to replace desktop computer clutter with an infinite canvas of virtual screens that hover in the field of view. So you can navigate it with just your eyes, hands, and voice. So I guess it's like, if you have the mask on,
right,
and with your eyes, so it's like in the same way that I have, like, so right now I'm doing the show from home. I have my big monitor to the left of me, but I have to use my trackpad on my computer to move around, like, the article that I want to pull up and the outline for today, and to be able to see the StreamYard so I can see Jane. But I'm using my hands, right? And it's all on a computer.
Right.
So I guess they're saying by wearing this thing, you can see everything, and it's with your hands or just your eyes that which browser you're trying to look at can pop up. So it, like, is more than just a game.
If you don't have, what if you have an eye twitch? And I honestly, I can just see myself with 47 screwing from screen to screen to screen to screen as I'm looking, and I wouldn't be able to concentrate on anything.
I don't know. But it's like, so it's an enormous virtual screen through lenses, and the new feature called EyeSight will keep users' eyes visible through the display most of the time. And I don't know, like, some people believe that it's going to be like what the iPhone did to phones, potentially, if you think about like how revolutionary that was, of how it changed. Like, think about how like the iPod changed MP3 players.
Right.
iPhone changed BlackBerry. But it's so expensive. Like, I don't know who could justify buying this. And I guess, and maybe it's just the way the market moves, because like 10 years ago, would any of us think about spending $1,500 for a phone or whatever new iPhones are? And so it just begs the question. I'm just interested as far as what would you spend on a single item? Like, what's your threshold? 844-967-2789.
Got a couple texts from the 262. I wouldn't spend $3,500 on a VR headset unless it can do my taxes and perform sexual favors. It also doesn't help that this headset in particular looks like snow goggles. If I saw someone walking down the street wearing these, I would certainly roll my eyes. And from the 920, I bought the PSVR 2 headset released this year, which uses eye tracking so it can tell what you're looking at. The headset and the console, $1,000. VR, AR is advancing, but I am skeptical of this attempt by Apple. And from the 262, I am a pretty frugal person, but once I had too many cocktails and I bought an $800 guitar online. Not a shining moment, but it is a wonderful, wonderful guitar.
Well, there you go. Still, no buyer's remorse. You know, it was funny the other day. So since the pregnancy started, Mike's also been drinking less, which is, you know, good for him. But he realized that he's been buying a lot less sports cards recently because he's not just drunk scrolling on eBay.
I'm going to buy this one. That's a good thing.
Like this is like rationalizing, like this is a good investment. This guy's going to have a good season. I'm going to buy this one. But I like the $1,800 guitar rationalization of like, I need this.
$800.
I guess that's a big difference. Still expensive. Although guitars are expensive, right? Like a good guitar is not a cheap thing to come by.
Right. But again, it's, you know, what you're willing to shell out at the time, I guess.
But also I think about people who are like avid bikers, because bikes can be super expensive.
Absolutely.
And also easily stolen.
Yep. And those EV bikes are really expensive.
Like I had friends in San Francisco who were competitive, like did Ironmans. And so they spent a lot of money on their bikes.
I bet.
And I remember we left dinner one night and our friend Caroline had ridden her bike to work that day and she was going to ride it home after dinner, and we walked out of the restaurant and her like $4,000 bike was just gone.
$4,000
can cut through those locks with the tool.
Wow.
Like, there's not a great way sometimes to just lock up your bike. And there's no judgment as far as like what you do. Like, and I think it just comes down to like, what are your hobbies? What do you value? Like, what does this bring to your life where you justify it? Because obviously there's going to be people who buy this thing.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm interested if it revolutionizes society in a way where it's like everyone has to have one, though. That it's hard for me to imagine. And I would not consider myself like a techie or a futurist whatsoever. So maybe I'm just lacking the vision.
Right.
But I see that price tag and I'm like, holy crap.
And it just sounds headache inducing.
I actually think the technology will be there, but maybe not. I don't know. Apple's products don't feel like they're as good as they used to be. Like, and I say this as an Apple user.
I know.
I say this as someone who like refuses to go back to a PC versus my MacBook, mostly just because like, well, this is what I know how to do everything on.
Right.
Like, this is how I know how to do, like, edit my videos on Premiere and all the Adobe. Like, everything that I've done for the last 10 years has been on a Mac. So I've made the more expensive choice to like be here. But as far as the longevity of the products and like how long they last, instead of like, oh, you have to go get it fixed or the battery's worn out or all these things that like incremental costs to the product that you have that like is built into the business design to keep you buying and upgrading and needed a new charger every 2 years.
Exactly.
So we would love to hear from you. What's the most expensive thing you've either bought or what would you pay for something? 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. But another thing that we'll talk about when we come back, when it comes to autocorrect, Apple is finally fixing the ducking problem. Stay with us. This is As Goes Wisconsin. Baby, 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 oh, thought you'd always be mine, mine. Baby, 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 oh, baby, 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 no way. Baby, 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 oh, thought you'd always be mine, mine. I'm gone. Yeah, 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 yeah. Now I'm all gone. Yeah, 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 yeah. Now I'm all gone. Yeah, 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 yeah. Now I'm all gone. Gone, gone, gone. I'm gone.
At Grainger, we're for the ones who pay attention to every little detail. The ones who fuss, tinker, and sweat the small stuff. Because you know the tiniest thing can make the biggest difference when it comes to keeping business moving. We get it. We're the same way.
offering access to product experts to help you quickly and easily find what you need. So whatever your industry, you know you're always getting professional-grade products. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Drive safely, Wisconsin. Highway workers are out on the road. Help them out. Slow down, stay focused, and eliminate distractions. Work zone safety. It's everyone's responsibility.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. Starting at 6 a.m., The Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. A mix of clouds and sun this afternoon, with daytime highs approaching 70. Northeasterly winds, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Mainly clear skies and quiet tonight. Lows dip down to about 51. High temperatures reach up to 71. Tomorrow, lots of sunshine outside. Sunny skies and calm Thursday, with daytime highs approaching 74. 79, chance for scattered rain showers Friday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 70.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct
on WGBW.
I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Madnair. Really? That song's considered one of the most annoying?
Yeah, it depends upon who you ask. But yes, it has made several lists, rather Copacabana, by the great Barry Manilow.
I would never, that would not be in my top 10
it's
as far
just
as
a,
most annoying songs.
No, it's just a fun song. So all the bumper music today, in and out, are songs that are on various worst songs of all times list. And we're going to do a recap coming up at 11:33. Take your defenses of your favorite songs. We'll play some more that people have suggested that are terrible, but you can always chime in. Call and or text at 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY.
So in the previous segment, we were asking what is the most you would spend or have spent on a single product? And more specifically, not your house, not your car, not your computer for work or your phone, but like something you didn't need.
Some extraneous thing.
But chose to buy because of your hobbies or the value that it would bring to your life. Because yesterday, Apple announced their entry into the AR, VR world with their Vision Pro and the ticket price of basically $3,500, which is very expensive.
Yes.
And I'm just curious of like, how big is the market of people who will want to spend that much money? But I guess if it replaces a computer, if it replaces your laptop, but I'm just trying to imagine like, so like think about us after the show, when I pull my laptop out and I start working on like the show notes or like cutting up YouTube or all the different like post-production things that I do for the show. Imagine if I just instead put my headset on and like in the middle of the green room was like moving my arms like a wizard trying to like get the work done. And just people would be walking in and be like, what is Kristen doing? It's like, she's just working. She's editing.
Or playing a game.
And so, so I thought I'm just interested. It's not that I don't think that the product and the technology will be there. And I'm sure to a certain extent, it will be useful. But at $3,500, I feel like it's out of range for a lot of people to be able to use it. And so, but one other thing that is everyone's, I have to think, is one of their biggest pet peeves when it comes to texting. And I'm not sure. I'd have to have Android people tell me if this is the same problem on Android phones, but certainly on Apple phones, one of the most annoying things is can be autocorrect. Sometimes autocorrect is useful, but often it is not. And most definitely it is not when you are trying to curse and send a text, as going back to yesterday, saying no effing way, and it just always ends up no ducking way. And then it takes the emphasis as far as the like we were saying yesterday, the oomph, because then you got to go back and you got to either delete the whole ducking or try to like scroll into just the D and delete the D and write the F, or send it and then just write the next line with
right.
just the effing by itself. But yesterday, Apple announced an event for developers that will start keeping its iPhone autocorrect feature from annoyingly correcting one of the most common expletives to ducking. So in those moments where you just want to type a ducking word, well, the keyboard will learn it too, said Craig Federighi, Apple's SVP of software engineering. So among all the quirks of damn autocorrect, the ducking substitution is a long-standing source of mirth and frustration. And so basically, auto-corrected words will be temporarily underlined so you know what's been changed and you can revert back to the original word with just a tap.
844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Also wondering, what is the most you've spent on something that is not necessary for life? Something extraneous. We have Britt joining us from California. Hey, Britt, thanks for calling. What's up?
Hey, listen, I'm calling because to tell you two things. A, the most I ever spent on an extraneous item I didn't need was a pool table. And I don't regret it one little bit, but it was $1,000. And it was not necessary at all in my life, but I love having it. And it was well worth every dime. I also bought a pair of VR goggles for my son for Christmas this year. And I can see how there might be some uses for the new Apple, being that it kind of does a lot of the computing for you and has, you know, the computer screen up in front. But to be honest with you, the whole VR goggle thing was a little bit of a novelty, we've come to find out, in this household. And I think what happens is that initially it's kind of interesting and you definitely want to use it and try it out. And then it quickly becomes kind of a hassle to have to wear these goggles and, you know, they're a little bit sweaty or whatever. And it's not a pleasant experience, as you come to find out. It's just much more pleasant just to sit in front of a screen and deal with it that way. So I think it's going to end up being kind of a bust for Apple, but I have to admit, I love my pool table.
I feel like $1,000 is a steal for a pool table.
That sounds pretty reasonable. Yeah.
I got a good deal, but I had to travel and bring it back myself. So all things considered, you know what? As it turns out, buying the pool table is not the expense. It's setting it up, getting new cloth on it and getting it leveled and getting all the bumpers put back on and everything like that. That was probably at least half of the $1,000, probably about $600. So it's money to invest in a pool table, and it's worth it.
Thanks so much for calling, Britt. We really appreciate it.
All right. Well, when we come back, where it's finally time to debate, discuss, listen to, enjoy, maybe for some of you, the most annoying songs ever. Send your submissions in now, 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. And we will be right back.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude.
6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show
on WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Rena Roy. Who breached that dam in southern Ukraine, sending water flooding into parts of Ukraine that were under Russian control? The Ukrainians say the Russians did it. Russia claims the opposite. ABC Chief Foreign Correspondent Ian Pannell with more on why it matters.
If you look at some of the territory that the water's gone away from, it potentially helps Ukraine in the counteroffensive. You look at other parts of the territory, it denies Ukraine access to it. Both sides are blaming each other for it. I think we have to wait and see how it plays out, but it is an absolutely critical time for Ukraine and for the rest of us who've been effectively bankrolling this counteroffensive.
President Biden holds his first cabinet meeting in 6 months today. The economy will be a major focus, but so will spending on the war in Ukraine. Texas and California are considering charges against Florida and Governor Ron DeSantis after migrants were flown from the border to other places with false promises of jobs and housing. This is ABC News.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
For Civic Media News, I'm Pete Schwabe. Here's what you need to know in Northeast Wisconsin. Traffic lights are back up and running at the intersection of Calumet Street and Eisenhower Drive in Appleton. They were disabled temporarily after an early morning crash. A huge fire was put out this morning in Sheboygan Falls, taking crews from 13 different agencies to get it under control. According to the Sheboygan County Sheriff's Office, the fire started shortly after 2 a.m. on Meadowlark Road. Firefighters say no one was seriously injured. The cause of the fire is still under investigation. You might not have a favorite police officer in Kaukauna, but several local animals do. His name is Officer Charlie Vosters. According to the Kaukauna Police Department's Facebook page, the officer rescued a family of ducklings and a fawn from a storm drain over the weekend. All of the animals and Vosters were uninjured. Pete Schwabe, Civic Media News.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
Starting at 6 a.m., the Mayor and Mino.
Then at 8, the Earl Ingram Show.
10 to 12,
As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, the Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, the Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
Yeah, I wanna go outside, I wanna be.
We're here!
Whoa, that was fast!
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
The end, it's the end, it's the end.
Baby Shark Family. It's time to robot.
Activated. That is a version I have not heard before, Jane. But I do know that Baby Shark has already been submitted as one of the most annoying songs that poor parents have to just endure again and again and again. Texter, welcome back to As... Oh,
I was just going to say, Texter sent it in and said that once your little girl is born, you're going to realize that Baby Shark is the most annoying song of all time.
Oh, I think I'm already there. I have enough friends with kids that I can
live live vociferously through them.
Yeah, and I can also acknowledge, like, oh yeah, because I think kids go through. I've had a handful of friends go through the stage where their kid only wants to like a. It seems like it's typically around between 1 and 2
okay.
years old, where there's the one song where that's all they want to listen to
over and
again,
over and over
and again and again. Oh. And so parents are like, they have to choose between playing that song on repeat or listening to their child scream and cry until they play that song on repeat. I had friends who were on vacation on like an island and they had rented a car, and every time they took their, like, it was a shoe, I think she was 1.5, and they drove from place to place. It wasn't Baby Shark. It was some other theme song to some other kid's show that literally they were making the choice. They're like, you either have to play this song or she's going to sit in her car seat in the back and scream until we get to our destination. And so they chose whatever song it was. And so
yeah, just capitulate.
But then I think she gets over it. She still likes it. Like, I think there's certain songs she still likes, but it's not the temper tantrum of I need to hear this song right now. But 844-967-2789. What is the most annoying song of all time, or songs? We have pulled a bunch of them to play. You can feel free to let us know, to defend songs that we've pulled and say, well, that is certainly not the most annoying song. But I have a bunch of people that have already submitted on Twitter. What have you heard so far on the text line, James?
I pulled some from your Twitter line. I personally take issue with this next one as being on the list of the worst songs of all time. It's a classic.
I like Blister in the Sun.
I do too.
I like Blister in the Sun. Yeah, I would not put that up there.
I do not have a problem with that.
I did hear another person who said Friday by
Rebecca Black.
What was it?
Rebecca Black.
That poor girl. I would put that up with Baby Shark. Friday and Baby Shark are up there.
Wow. That's quite an indictment of poor Rebecca Black.
Yeah. I think she turned out fine.
I think she did okay too. Another suggestion, which my producer in training here, Greg Bach, also seconds, is another, I don't know. Is it among the worst songs of all time?
The bellies in the back, sweet singers in the front, cruising down the freeway in the hot, hot sun. Suddenly red blue lights flash us from behind, loud voice booming, please step out onto the line. Ballet bridge was a
How Bizarre by OMC. Is that one of the worst songs of all time? 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. You can nominate your worst song. You can defend those have already been played as a worst song.
I think the rule for you personally is if you sing along or dance to it when it comes on, even begrudgingly, it can't be one of the worst songs of all time. I think you have to, like, your instinct has to be, I'm going to turn this off. And because, like, the pop songs, they're meant to get stuck in your head, right? Like, these pop songs that are so catchy, like, they are, like, there's a science to creating a sensational song. And there's a reason that even if they're annoying, when they come on, you bop your head and you, like, even if you don't know all the lyrics, they, like, you try to mouth the lyrics that you do know. And it's why most of these songs, a lot of these songs sound the same. But, you know, people, the music writers, like, they know what chords to play, how fast to play them,
right,
what words to sing. And it's like, it's a science they've perfected. And, like, we still bop our heads to them.
It, like you said, it's a science. And I don't know how you get away from that. And I think, too, that some of these songs, unfortunately, just got played so much that you might have loved them. And then that's what happened to me working in radio as long as I have, that it just ruined the joy of the song.
Well, because you now in the car don't even listen to music.
No, very rarely.
Which is hilarious.
Very, very rarely. I am so excited about this text because I pulled this when I was pulling these songs last night. And I don't know that anybody else has heard of it. So now I finally know I am not alone. You can check in with your worst songs of all time, 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY from the 414. Hands down, Timothy by the Buoys is the worst song ever. And if you've never heard it, oh, take a listen.
Before
1971, written by Rupert Holmes, the Pina Colada guy. It's a song about,
if you like drinking pina coladas,
yes,
getting caught in the rain.
This guy wrote this song about three miners trapped in a mine, and one of them is never recovered because
I'm guessing it's Timothy that's never recovered.
Yeah, because it was cannibalism. Yeah. So it was like it was an early Yellow Jackets theme. Oh, yeah. It came out when I was 11. I will never forget it. I will never forget hearing this song and going, oh, my God, did they eat him?
Wow.
Is that not crazy?
Is that the most annoying song or the most troubling song? What's the song? Oh, my God. And now I'm blanking on it. What's the song about the guy's girlfriend dying in the car crash? And now I'm totally, and it's like, so when you actually listen, oh, I'm totally blanking. I'm going to have to look this up. There's a song of like, when you actually listen to the lyrics, there's two. There's one that's actually slow and sounds like a ballad, but there's a 1950s like doo-wop song about like, I'll never see my baby again.
Is it Honey? Because
there's
that was
some song that's like, when you're singing along to it, it's like a little upbeat. But then you actually listen to the lyrics and you're like, oh, no, she died. No, I can't. Again, not annoying, but just like, oh, wow, this song's not what I thought it was about.
Stands out. Texter from the 262 says, worst and most annoying songs are two different categories. I would pick different things for each of them. But for one of them would be Last Kiss, Frank Wilson.
Do you have that?
I do not believe so. Let me take a look while we're doing this.
On Twitter, Dave Jensen, similar to Baby Shark, but submitted, I'm sure, for most annoying song is It's a Small World, especially while waiting in line for a different ride.
Waiting. Yeah, and that showed up on several of the worst of all time lists. Was that particular song?
Yep. I'm trying to think. What else, like... What else you got?
Let me see here. We have, and I don't know. I'm conflicted by this one because I have fond memories of being in college listening to this band, but someone said that anything by this group should be on a worst list. Love Shack.
I would not put this. Yeah, I Love Shack, I definitely sing along to.
And it's a great dancing song. It's a great song to dance to.
Is Dead Man's Curve the one that I'm thinking of?
By Jan and Dean?
I just Googled Yeah, songs about car crashes. And I'm trying to find the one that I'm thinking of in my head. And I can't even think of exactly how the tune goes to try to sing it so someone else can help me.
I'm looking for Last Kiss.
It's going to bug me until I can...
until you...
until I figure it out.
Rectify.
But I had this one I got multiple times on the Twitter poll, which was You're Beautiful by James Blunt. I also have Moves Like Mick Jagger, or Moves Like Jagger, which I think was Maroon 5.
That was Maroon 5. This is mm-hmm. Last Kiss that was suggested, but this is a cover by Pearl Jam. She's gone to heaven, so I got to be good, so I can see my baby when I leave this world.
Yeah, this is it. This is it. It's the original. We the original Last Kiss. It actually, the original Last Kiss is by J. Frank Wilson and the Cavaliers. And I think that one goes, is like a much bigger, like faster beat. And so you're kind of like bopping your head to it and singing the lyrics without really knowing what it's about until you actually stop and think about it. And you're like, oh, wait, she's gone to heaven, so I got to be good so I can see my baby when I leave this world. Like, wait, what? What is this song about? And so that is the one that I was thinking of. But I was thinking, it's exactly that. I was thinking of Pearl Jam, as the Pearl Jam version is the slower version that actually sounds like it should be a sad song versus the original sounding like, oh, it does not feel like a sad song at all.
844-967-2789. Worst, most annoying songs of all time. Check in on by the phone, or you can text Troy from Mount Horeb. What do you think is the worst, Troy?
Well, you got the song, so I don't have to sing it. So that's good for everybody.
What was the song, but, Troy?
The song that Kristen was trying to think of.
Oh, Last Kiss. That's what you were calling to say. Yeah. Is what it's called, Last Kiss.
Because I lost you. When I call you, I lose you on the app, so I can't listen. But I heard you right at the end say that was the song. Yeah, yeah. But one of the most, and I can't believe somebody called in for the B-52s. That's crazy. But one of the more annoying songs that I haven't heard yet is the Fox song.
I love that. Oh, I love that song.
What does the fox say?
Oh, Troy, that song makes me laugh so hard. And if you've never seen the video,
it is funny.
You gotta see the video for the complete "What Does the Fox Say" experience, because it's just pricelessly weird.
I have not seen the video.
Oh, you gotta.
The closest I've come to is seeing the Diddy commercial where they were on it once.
Oh, Troy, I'm telling you, go to Google right now, go to YouTube and look for "What Does This Fox Say" and watch the video. You're going to die. You're going to die. It's so funny.
As soon as I stop my car.
All right. Thanks.
There you go. Be safe.
Thanks
be
so
safe.
Much
thanks
for checking in.
You know what "What Does the Fox Say" reminds me of another viral song that was so weird and also then became annoying was Gangnam Style.
Oh, yes.
Gangnam Style.
Gangnam.
That guy never to be seen from again. No. But I remember when that video first came out, we're like, what is this? All right. Well, if you have more submissions, 844-967-2789. What is the most annoying song of all time? What about "What's New, Pussycat"? That's what Nick C said that one. That's a pretty good one, too. All right. We'll be back in a minute. This is
Does your financial strategy include your hopes and dreams? What matters most to you? For over 100 years, Thrivent has helped clients like you find financial solutions for life's important goals. Explore a full range of options, from financial advice and investments to insurance, banking, and generosity programs. To have a heart-to-heart about your finances, contact Mandy Roberts, who you may recognize as Mandy Wright. Call her at 715-470-1303. 715-470-1303. Mandy Roberts proudly serves the Central Wisconsin area. For more details, visit thrivent.com/disclosure.
Gathered's Farmers Market Series is back with artisanal food, craft cocktails, craft beer, and a curated playlist featuring touring bands complimentary of Nicolet Bank. Every Wednesday this summer until September 24th, our doors will be opening at 4 p.m. with concerts starting on June 14th and running through August 16th. This year, we're also excited to feature some exclusive Hinterland brews along with our ever-expanding list of signature Gathered cocktails. Grab a drink, find
find a spot and enjoy Gather's Farmers Market Series every Wednesday through September 2nd.
Tired of low or no connectivity? Do you live in BTN, Bug Tussle Nowhere? We want to talk to you. Bug Tussle brings high-speed internet to the places others don't. No contracts, no data caps, truly unlimited internet. Call 877-227-0924.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. A mix of clouds and sun this afternoon, with daytime highs approaching 70. Northeasterly winds, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Mainly clear skies and quiet tonight. Lows dip down to about 51. High temperatures reach up to 71. Tomorrow, lots of sunshine outside. Sunny skies and calm Thursday, with daytime highs approaching 74. 79, chance for scattered rain showers Friday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 70.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
10 to 12,
As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Town Call.
On WGBW.
Rock and roll built this city. We built this city on rock and roll.
Back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matnair, and we are having some fun with the most annoying songs, according to you and according to others, of all time, because it is very subjective. I would say we haven't had, like, that's another one. What it makes me feel like is, like, most wedding playlists are full of a lot of annoying songs, depending on who you ask, because I feel like that's a song that would come out at a wedding, and I'd be like, I'll go dance to this.
And it was a classic. And that that song by the Starship, We Built This City, because I checked 10 different lists of the most annoying songs of all time. That made every single list. Which I just,
really?
Yeah, which I just didn't expect. I didn't expect that. Because at the time it was, it was like 1985, 1986. And it was still rocky, you know, had a rock thing to it.
That's so funny.
844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. If you would like to join us on what you believe are the most annoying, irritating songs of all time. This is another one that showed up on several lists that I checked.
There's anything from Cher that I find wildly annoying, but that's, I guess, do you still live in love after love? But again, I feel like annoying is, like, I think of kid songs versus, although I did say Nelly Furtado, I'm Like a Bird.
You know why they
as mine.
Why they dumped on Cher for this, though, was because apparently it was one of the first times that auto-tune had been used.
Oh.
And that just led to a whole bunch more usage of auto-tune, which, has that really helped the music industry?
Well, it's helped certain singers who want to be singers.
Well, because they're not really singers. We have Eric from Wausau is joining us. Hey, Eric, what do you think?
Okay, so my most annoying song is Billy Joel, Tell Her About It. Can't stand that song.
Tell her about it.
Tell her about it. Da, da, da,
that
da,
one.
Da, da, da.
Okay, I'm going to hang up. No,
see, I don't want to hear it.
Yeah. It's so lame. Right. It's such a lame song. It's a lame tune. Anyway, that's my pick.
All right. Thanks so much for checking in, Eric. Appreciate it. 844-967-2789. Got just a couple of minutes left if you want to check in. We had Jan from Oak Creek who called in and said the song that you're thinking of, Kristen, that involved a car crash might have been Dead Man's Curve by Jan and Dean.
So I think it was Last Kiss.
You think it was Last
the
Kiss?
The original one. because I was listening to it at the break, and I'm pretty sure that's the one. But now I want to go listen to Dead Man's Curve and try to think of what that one is. Because maybe there's just two.
That's from the 1960s, so that's going back quite a ways.
It's funny to just think, I feel like that's another, for another day, we can do the songs that have really, like, questionable lyrics, but because they were written in such a poppy tune, like, oh, what's the one, what would you do if your son was at home crying all alone on the bedroom floor because he's hungry? This was, like, Wyclef Jean, and it was, I think I was in, like, middle school or high school, and the, like, lyrics to this song, but it was kind of an upbeat tune, but the whole song was about this like, single mother who was basically prostituting herself, and, like, why are you questioning her? Because, like, what would you do if you were in this situation?
Wow.
And it was, like, a bop. It was, like, on TRL, and it was something that we all knew the lyrics to, but, like, didn't really think about the lyrics.
Right, right. You're just going along with the beat.
You're just going along with it. And so I feel like another good song segment someday is like, what song did you not realize what the lyrics meant until you were an adult?
And here's a little sampling of Dead Man's Curve, Jan and Dean from 1963.
I was cruising in my Stingray late one night, and an XKE pulled up on the right. He rolled down the window of a shiny new Jag and challenged me then and there to a drag. I said, you're on.
Wasn't the one that I was thinking of, but it is a similar vibe as far as the melody not necessarily matching with what the lyrics are saying.
Right, right. Couple texts to get through from the 262. Hampton the hamster dance.
What?
Miss the hamster dance. Disco Duck. No one better than Disco Duck because it's amazing. And from the 262, Jane and Kristen, I'm the superintendent of a local school district. I really hate rainbows. I don't want any rainbow songs. Oh, wait.
Rainbowland.
We built this city as one of the worst composed songs. Baby Shark, one of the most annoying. Two different categories. I'll listen to Jefferson Starship, but Baby Shark is nails on a chalkboard from the 262. Well, this has been so much fun.
So much fun. You were working overdrive. You had to answer phone calls. You had to play the music. You
and
had
to look for other
with me and help my memory.
Look for other tunes. But we love it. Anytime you want to check in, 844-967-2789 is the number to call.
Yes, this was a very fun segment. We also just wanted to give acknowledgement that today is the anniversary of D-Day. And I was going to do a whole segment on, you know, we're at the very end of
that generation.
People. There's like that generation of people who were actually still alive and even any of the people who were there that day. And so I will still put it in the show notes for today, a link to Dwight Eisenhower's speech from that day. But apparently there was also a lesser known alternative speech had things not gone as well.
Oh, wow. And if you really want to bring the D-Day storming to light, watch Saving Private Ryan, because there is a scene in that movie that will put you right there and give you an entirely different appreciation for what those young men went through.
Absolutely. All right. Well, very fun Tuesday show. Tomorrow, Greg Bach will be here, and we'll have another fun show from 10 to 12 p.m. Stay tuned for our 12 o'clock newscast with Terry Bell. But as always, thank you for texting. Thank you for calling. Thank you for being part of the show and listening. We love you. We'll see you tomorrow. This has been As Good As This Counts.
You're like the loving angel, hiding in the world. What is your
name? We don't love any bit, but we don't have a love, but we don't.
We'll be at the
Lakeland.
Lincare, we build better lives. Located right here in northeastern Wisconsin, our staff lives and works in the areas we serve. Offering public and private care management options, we have a strong track record of success in helping members of our community live their happiest, healthiest, and most independent lives. Beyond care management, we now offer consulting, coaching, and training for individuals and organizations. Where you need us, when you need us, we're on your team. Visit LakelandCareInc.com to learn more.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Justin Finch.